Good afternoon. This is All Things Considered on WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. After a week which seemed to see a little bit of everything weather-wise, we're back to crisp fall weather. With us to talk weather, as he often does on Fridays, meteorologist Phil Bird of CapeCodWeather.net. Hi, Phil.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Phil, let's talk about the rain we got this week. It was a bit overdue, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely been dry, really, going back through since about the first week of September. It's been a long time since we had any meaningful rain around here. Big, strong cold front came through the area. Basically about an inch on average across the Cape, a little bit more on the outer Cape out towards Chatham, about an inch and four-tenths. I think Nantucket actually was about an inch and a half, a little bit lower on the upper Cape, but still region-wide, welcomed rain.
And you say a cold front came through, but it really brought the warmest temperatures we've seen in a little while.
Yeah, out ahead of that front, winds came around from the south and southwest and sort of yanked some warmer and more, you know, somewhat humid air for this time of year up the east coast. So we bumped, you know, up towards 60s, low 60s yesterday. And then that front pushed through during the evening last night. Winds came around to the northwest. We've had a sort of a gusty northwest wind today. Temperatures sort of, you know, around where they should be, right around 50 degrees. And that's pretty much the way it'll be through the weekend, sort of a changeable sky. Maybe a chance of a sprinkle or a shower briefly on Sunday, but otherwise sort of a dry weekend. Temperatures pretty seasonable, low 50s, maybe upper 40s tomorrow.
So on your website, I saw you're keeping an eye on some cold weather that's moving our way. What's the picture there?
Yeah, so basically a big chunk of really Arctic air is going to come down from the Yukon right across Canada over the weekend. It'll dive right through the Great Lakes and right into the eastern half of the United States early next week, and the heart of that cold will move into our area Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe last into Thursday of next week. And as that does so, the Arctic front, which precedes that, will probably move through here sometime Monday night or Tuesday morning is the way it looks right now. And you'll know it when it goes through. Temperatures will, you know, basically we'll probably lose 10 or 15 degrees in a matter of hours. And then that'll set the stage for several days of just very unseasonably cold for this time of year. I imagine by the time we get to Wednesday, might not make 40. Very likely, actually. I think we stay in the 30s during the day on Wednesday, and a cold wind and temperatures well down to the 20s at night. So, you know, officially a hard freeze across the Cape. I'd be very surprised if it doesn't happen. Most places have already had a frost and freeze, but there's probably a few areas that haven't. That should all be done by the time we get to this time next week. We will all have a hard freeze.
Meteorologist Phil Burt, you can follow his forecasts at CapeCodWeather.net. Thanks, Phil.
Anytime. Thank you.